This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
A number of new data centers are going to be built in Pennsylvania, putting new demand on the state's electric grid. Can it handle the load? Frank Gamrat and Eric Montardi have the answer.
I'm Eric Montardi. Joining me today is the executive director of the Allegheny Institute, Frank Gamrat. In a recent policy brief, you posed this question: can Pennsylvania's energy supply keep up with demand? What are the issues that are playing out across the state that provide an answer?
Well, you know, electricity is one of those things that we're just kind of blind to or used to. You walk in a room, you flip a switch, and everything comes on. But earlier this year, and I mean earlier as in like June, May, a lot of electricity companies were granted rate increases by the Pennsylvania Utility Commission. And the key reason is that the supply of electricity generation is not keeping up with the demand for electricity. And as a result, electric companies are struggling to keep pace, and they asked for and were granted a rate hike. Now, this is going to mean a lot coming into summer air conditioning season, but is it just confined to household appliances? I mean, let's face it, the Biden administration put a push on for electric stoves or gas stoves. Electric cars are in more driveways than ever before. Tools, whether they're saws or drills or whatnot, are electric. Lawnmowers, electric. We're putting a tremendous amount of pressure on the electricity grid. But the one thing that no one has noticed is the demand for electricity by our computer systems, by specifically the artificial intelligence folks and data centers specifically.
Frank, so what are data centers? What impact might they have on energy demand?
Data center, simply put, is a bank of mainframe computers. So, you know, don't think about your laptop or your desktop at home. Think of a mainframe that's about the size of your refrigerator. And so what they do is they put a whole bunch of these processors in a building. It's climate controlled, it's safety, it has to backup electricity. And what it does is every time you make an inquiry on your computer via your search engine, you ask it a question, you type in a question, it spits out an answer. All that gets processed through these data centers. But where things have taken that next step is through artificial intelligence, AI. Think of your phone. If you have an iPhone, it's Siri. If you have Amazon at home, it's Alexa. Or you look at the box or the ball or whatever device you have and say, you know, Siri, what's the weather today? And Siri gives you an answer. That's artificial intelligence, and that takes up a significant amount of energy than does typing in a Google search, what's the weather today? And so in Pennsylvania, we're starting to push for more data centers to be open and to enter our economy and provide the jobs that it's promising. But at the same time, do we have the electrical infrastructure to handle all of this?
So that leads to this question: why might PA be poised for growth in this industry, and what might hold Pennsylvania back?
Well, again, in this industry, you know, I mentioned the AI, and AI requires about 10 times the power to run and answer that what's the weather like question than it does to type it into Google. So it's a tremendous amount of electricity being used. So the challenges for Pennsylvania is our infrastructure able to handle, able to keep up? Now, there's a group out there called the Electric Power Research Institute, and they released a white paper in 2024, and they said that right now across the country, data centers consume about 4% of electricity usage across the country. And in Pennsylvania, it's a little less than that, but not by much, like 3-point-something%. This is expected to grow. Now, here's the catch. In Pennsylvania, we've decommissioned a lot of coal power plants. And yes, I know it's happened all across the country, but recently on our side of the state in the West, we had a power plant be demolished in Springdale, Allegheny County. And we had another one, which had been a very large coal power plant in Homer City, Indiana County. And so, you know, as these coal plants are being decommissioned, new ones have not been rebuilt. Now, the good news is what poises us to move forward and be a player in this industry is the natural gas that sits under our feet. With the Marcellus and Utica shales, we're sitting on a lot of natural gas. So, for example, in Homer City, there is a proposal to build a power plant there that will specifically feed a data center. It'll be 4.5 gigawatts of power generated from this natural gas-fired power plant. In per perspective, currently the largest power plant in Pennsylvania produces about 1 gigawatt of power. And so, you know, you're looking at this need for this electricity. In the Harrisburg area, Microsoft just entered an agreement with Constellation Energy to purchase energy from a rebooted Three Mile Island Unit 1, which had been shuttered since 2019. You know, Microsoft has been building these types of power plants all over the country, including a $1 billion investment in Wyoming. So Pennsylvania could be poised to really be a player in this industry, assuming that we can allow natural gas power plants to be built and put in line. Now, here's the problem. It doesn't take them long to build a data center, but it takes them a long time to build a power plant and to get it hooked up to the system or even updating of the infrastructure that we currently have. So we're facing a pretty monumental task of getting caught up with this demand. You know, data centers are one of the fastest growing industries in the country, and that Electric Research Institute had said that Pennsylvania is the 10th largest data center in the country currently. We're ahead of New York and New Jersey, and so we're really well positioned. We're in between large metro areas like New York and DC, plus Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and we have a great abundance of talent with the universities all across the states, the Carnegie Mellons or Penns or Temples or what have you, and so we certainly have the talent. Now, what could slow us down, of course, is the regulatory environment. This push for green energy, it's just not going to cut it if we want to be able to compete in the race for data centers. We're going to have to use a lot of energy sources. Like even the Post-Gazette made the admission that fossil fuel power plants are going to be needed to help us with the data center infrastructure if we want to be a player in this industry. Currently, they're saying about data centers in Pennsylvania consume about 3.1% of our electricity. EPRI put together some scenarios where it could be as low as 3.78% by the year 2030. It could be as high as 7.5% by the year 2030. So if Pennsylvania wants to be a player, they're going to have to meet this demand, which currently they can't do. Data centers are one of the fastest growing industries in the world. With all of the other options that we have for electricity generation, fossil fuels is going to have to play a big role. And Pennsylvania policymakers really need to get out of the way and let this thing develop naturally.
Interesting stuff, Frank. Thank you very much. We always tell our listeners to visit our website, www.alleghenyinstitute.org, to read this brief and look at our archives as well.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.